Police in Austria say that 10 people are dead, including the suspect, after a shooting at a school in the country. Students and teachers are believed to be amongst the casualties. For more on this now, we're joined by journalist Amanda Prevedeli, who's based in Vienna. Amanda, what can you tell us?
Hi. It's said we had a mass shooting this morning in Graz, which is the second largest city, home to about 300,000 people here in Austria. 10 people were confirmed killed, including students, the suspected shooter, and at least one adult. We don't know about the identity of the other, you know, of all the victims. We recently found that there are reports that the number of injuries are around 30 people. So the school was evacuated, and the police just recently at midday here, Vienna time, declared the situation secure.
Well, this has been described as a national tragedy. What have the authorities been saying?
Austria, as you said, the chancellor said it was a national tragedy. It's not common that we have this sort of thing here in Austria. So we've heard a lot of, surprise and shock and grief from the authorities. The Austrian Interior Ministry confirmed the numbers, said the investigation is ongoing, but hasn't been giving us a lot of details of what exactly happened. They've set up support systems for the families and for the people in the region, but we still don't know much about the investigation.
And what's been the reaction locally?
Absolutely. Like I said, shock and grief. Absolute. I've spoken to a mother who has a kid in a school 50 meters from the school that was affected, and they are scared still. They are grieving, even if they don't know, they don't even know if they know the people who are affected. They are surprised, and, you know, as you said, it has been described as a terrible tragedy, as a national tragedy here in Austria.
And that woman, what else was she telling you?
She said that the scariest part of the operation is over now. There's no more helicopters, there's no more loud ambulances. She was really close to everything, but that still people are afraid, still people don't know exactly what happened. There's a lot of rumors, a lot of misinformation that happens. The government has asked people not to share things online, not to share even images that they might have, to send it directly to the authorities. So she said that she and other parents are very confused. The school contacted her school, which is not the one that was affected, contacted to say that they will be updating their crisis situation protocols because of that. So we will have a lot of changes, I'm assuming, in the future.
Well, details from what you're saying are only emerging. But what about the investigation? Where will it go next?
I believe we will be hearing more about the suspect. We don't know a lot. The reports have said that it's a man, 22-year-old, former student of the school. And according to Austrian media, he was armed with a legally owned pistol and a shotgun, which they recently said that it was also recently bought, so probably bought with the shooting in mind. We will hear a lot about, you know, the motives as well. Since we don't know who the kid was, there's only like suspicion and, you know, reports that have not been confirmed. We will hear more about that in the future, yeah.
How strict are gun laws in Austria?
They are not extremely strict. People do need a license. They need to sign up to buy a gun, but they can just put down almost any reason to buy a gun, including collecting guns. They can say that they're hunters. This is a very popular activity here in Austria. People say they hunt or they live in the countryside and they need it for protection. So it's not difficult to legally purchase weapons.
Amanda Prevedeli, thanks for joining us this afternoon.